Well, in addition to it still being Christmas, of course it is a new year, a happy new year to us all. I wonder if we are happy to be entering into 2021, even though we know that the struggles of 2020 continue. Most people are more than eager to let 2020 go by and look with hope for a better tomorrow as we venture into a new year. This on the internet caught my eye. It says, hope is the power of being cheerful in circumstances that we know to be desperate. I like that, except I would change one word. It's not about being cheerful necessarily. You can choose to be cheerful, certainly. But a better way of saying that would be, it's the power of being faithful. Power of being true to what we know to be true, true to the one who is a part of who we are and who brings us into each and every day with the fullness of God's love, even in circumstances that we know to be desperate. Even Jeremiah, in today's first lesson, who is normally a pretty grim character. If you ever get the chance to read parts of Jeremiah, you'll find that much of Jeremiah is very sad, very tragic, very heartbreaking, even as Jeremiah is able to share the Word of God with God's people. But here in today's chapter, chapter 31, I believe it is, we hear that Jeremiah calls us to sing out with gladness, to praise the Lord, and to look for all of the things that God is doing for His people in a circumstance that is somewhat less than ideal, something less than a utopia or a perfect world that we would have liked to have made. We heard last week about the experience of exile, about how God's people had been taken, their cities and their nation destroyed, and the people finding themselves in exile in foreign lands, not just Babylon, but also Assyria and a couple of others. It was not a peaceful and prosperous time for God's people. Year after year, they said, maybe this year will be the one that we can look forward to. Maybe we will stop saying goodbye to a year that we are glad to get rid of. But into that, Jeremiah speaks a word of hope. He says things like, I am going to bring them home. The one who scattered will gather and keep like a shepherd, like one who tends to the flock. And he says their life will be like a watered garden. You know what a watered garden looks like, full of green and life and sustenance and the ways of being able to enter into each other's homes with something good to offer. Look at what my garden, look at what my life has grown. Come, let us share it together. These are the words of hope that Jeremiah brings to us today in a situation where we too are entering into a new time in our lives, but also carrying with that time the burdens, cares and the fears that are still on our back. And yet we are called to live in the fullness of that hope, the fullness of knowing that the light that shined in the darkness once upon a time still shines in the darkness today. Or as John's gospel goes on to say, that for those who believed in him, those who committed their lives and trusted in the power of the one who brings this light, there indeed is the power to become children of God. Ours is a journey of hope. And I'd like you to, if you will, consider an activity. Perhaps you'll go home and you'll share this. This is something that you can do just if you're just by yourself. You don't have to have another person, but if you do have a family with you, you have the opportunity to bring them along on this journey. Or if you're a couple at home, sit down together and share a beverage or two and try out this activity. This is even something that could be done by people that are far away, maybe on a Zoom call or even just an old-fashioned telephone call. This is something that can be done as people gather their hearts and their minds from far away. I'd like you to consider creating an acrostic of hope for 2021. These are things that you intend, things that you are looking forward to doing this next year. These are ways that you will live your life, actions that you'll take, mindsets that you'll put your mind to, things that you'll do for one another, and things that you'll do for yourself, for your own sense of well-being and goodness. What's an acrostic, you say? An acrostic is just kind of a fun way of putting together words. It can be kind of in the form of a poem. You can rhyme if you want to. I'm not very good at rhyming, so I don't do that most of the time. But like this one, for the word Christmas, Christ is here, right inside the stable, tonight in a manger, and angels sing. You see how each of the letters of Christmas create the beginnings to each of those words or phrases. And so we might take the word hope. What would we spell out for hope? We could say, have fun daily. That could be one of our intentions for the year. Even in the midst of bad news sometimes, even in the midst of our own fears and anxieties, have fun daily. Can we commit to ourselves to do that? For O, we could say, open up new ideas. Open up to new ideas. Be willing to hear something that we wouldn't necessarily have otherwise exposed ourselves to before. The P could stand for protecting others by serving. Committing ourselves to the work of our community that we know protects the vulnerable around us, those who are poor, those who are in need, those who perhaps don't have the things that we have that we can share. Protect them and give them a reason to hope. And for the E, simply encourage one another. Let us commit to our words that come out of our brains and out of our mouths being ones that give life and encouragement to others. This is one way that you could put it together. You'll probably put your own words to something like this. You could also, as a family or as an individual, take your last name or your first name or any part of your name, whatever you want to use, really doesn't matter. You could use something like your last name. In this case, I would say something like, listen to and appreciate all suggestions to try new things. And invite neighbors along on many explorations. You notice you don't have to follow the rules exactly. You can kind of fudge things a little bit, especially if you get an X or a Z or a Q in there. You can kind of move the letters around. Doesn't matter exactly how they fall in. If you're really ambitious, you could use the alphabet. You could take the entire alphabet and you could set to each one of those an intention or a hope or a way of living that you commit to this year. Maybe you put those up on your refrigerator. Maybe each day you look to a new letter and you wonder, will this be the one that I strive for today? Maybe I'll make a commitment to that today. So here's the deal. I want to take just a few minutes and let's try it, shall we? Let's take the words not of our church name, but our website, Beth Luth, www.bethluth.org. We're just going to use the Beth Luth part. And those of you who are online or watching on our Facebook live stream, you can help with this too. If you have a word or a phrase that you'd like to put to one of these letters, type it in the chat section, and I think Marshall is going to try to bring it up.
Got the Facebook, but not the
No, it's just Facebook, I think, is what we're looking for. Yeah. And if Marshall sees one of those come up, he'll suggest it, and we'll put it up there. But for those of us gathered here today, what would you say for the letter B? What would the letter B stand for in terms of something that we strive for this year? Believe. What a wonderful word to put in there. I don't have the technical know-how to actually type that in, but that's what we'll put there. You can do this when you go home, perhaps. So believe for the letter B. Next comes the letter E. What are we going to put for the letter E? Empathy. Empathy for those in our world who struggle. Empathy for those who think differently than us. Empathy for a world that is so bent on being right all the time. How about the T? We'll have two T's, so if you think of another T, you can catch it on the next one. But what about the letter T? Can be a phrase or a word. What would we say for letter T? Anything coming through on Facebook yet?
No, but there's also that delay on Facebook.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a delay, so we'll let them catch up. Thankfulness. What was back there? Same thing. Oh, look at that! From both ends of the room, we get the power of thankfulness. So we're going to be thankful. We got believe. We've got empathy. We've got thankful. What about H? H might be a little bit of a tough one. You could say have something. Oh, look at that. Healthy habits. Healthy habits. That's a double H. We're going to just use that for the one, though. Healthy habits. Then we go up to the L. What would we put for the L? Love. Love others. Love ourselves, right? I mean, God says love others as you love yourself. Sometimes we forget that part. We forget that God calls us to take care of ourselves, to cherish the gift that God has given in ourselves so that we can reach out and love others, share that love that overflows. Like Psalm 23 says, the goodness and mercy overflowing like a cup. Love others. You. What are we going to do for you? See, now this one's kind of fun because you could put...
There's the delay, but we've got a couple for H.
Oh, let's hear what...
The other. We have hope and help, and we just had one for the T, teach.
Aha! So we got teach along with thankfulness for the T, and we've got hope and health for the H. So you see how the blessings just overflow on this. We've got you. What are we going to put? Unity.
We've got use our talents.
And use our talents. Somebody's smart. They're looking ahead and getting on there early.
Understanding.
Understanding and using our talents in a unity that binds us together. Not because we look alike or sound alike or believe alike even, but a unity that allows us to come together and use our talents. We've got one more T. What are we going to put for the other T? We had a couple on here. What did we say? Trusting. Together. Trusting together. And what about the last H? Honor. That's a good one because it doesn't necessarily start with that hard H sound, but honoring. Honoring what? Honoring, again, the opportunity that we have to live our lives, even in the midst of struggle, even in the midst of hardship. You could spend hours creating these, thinking of the ways that God is calling you to live in this world and through your lives, even in the midst of struggle. I didn't think of this before, but as I look at those two H's on the screen and the fact that today we're talking about this trust of hope, it's perhaps apropos that we end on that word, along with honoring and helpfulness and health and all of the goodness that comes, that hope that is ours today. In Paul's letter that we also read today from Ephesians, we hear these words: in Christ, we have obtained an inheritance. We have obtained a welcome, a joining in the family of God, having been destined according to the purposes of God's will. This is God's purpose for us from time in the beginning, so that we who were the first to set our hope on Christ might live to the praise of his glory. You see that word hope there? That we who were the first, maybe we weren't the first, but maybe for the first time we are hearing that word hope again. A hope not that hopes for cheerfulness, not that hopes for everything to be good again. We do hope for those things. But mostly we hope that Christ lives in us and through us so that we can share our lives with others. That the praise of his glory may be not just our, thank you, God, but a willingness to go out into the world and say, how can I be Christ to you? How can I share God's love with you? What do I have that you need? What are ways that we can enter into this world together? Perhaps that is the gift of 2021 for us. That even in the midst of struggle, even in the midst of continued heartache and a search for life to be normal and good again, that we can be that hope that steps out into a world with faithfulness and goodness and trust. May that be our destiny, our future, our hope for this year. Amen.